Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Plagans, today is National Potato Chip Day. Now, are you a potato chip guy?
To me, they're an accompaniment. I am not the type that can just sit down and just eat a bag of chips. I love them with a sandwich, but I'm not just going to sit and eat chips. That being said, the only chips that I'll sit and just eat as a snack, not as an accompaniment, if Pringles are around, that gets a little dangerous. But, other than that, I'm not opening a bag of potato chips and just grabbing a handful.
Doug, you're the can of chip is better than the actual bag of chip?
I don't know about that. I think Pringles are better as a solo snack. I think the bag of chips is better with a sandwich as an accompaniment. If I'm having chips, I like the wavy ones the best, I would say. Probably like the wavy Lay's texture, that's my favorite. Even a Ruffle. Just the basic, plain, generic potato chip is not – that's fine. It's not what I would give the number one seed to, though.
We were talking yesterday that I don't love Ruffles. I like baked Ruffles though. Baked Ruffles are actually better.
I'm a baked Lay's, baked Ruffles, baked anything chip guy. If the option's there.
But Doug, interesting. Is it the nutrition part of it?
He's healthy. Yeah,
he's very healthy, Hawk. Because you like baked Ruffles, I don't think you do it for the taste. Nutrition.
Yeah,
I like the taste. It is also, there is some nutrition factored in because I don't have such a strong need for regular potato chips that, you know, if the option's there, I'm going to go for the baked ones just because I don't have that strong of a preference the other way.
Do you go regular traditional Pringles or do you do a flavor?
Yeah, with a Pringle, the regular ones are probably the best. Those pizza ones aren't bad.
It's
I'm probably not
though,
going sour cream and onion.
You know what's interesting on the Pringles? Pringles are like the only chip where the plain one is superior to any of the flavors. That's not a lie. I'll take a plain Pringle over the cheese, over the pizza, over all the different flavors. But when it comes to a chip, I want the sour cream and onion or the cheddar and sour cream or barbecue, or like you said, salt and vinegar is a good one. But when it comes to Pringles, the traditional just Pringle, red can, is the superior play.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with that.
All right, we're all in agreement.
I agree with that. I'm not a big sour cream and onion guy. I'm not a big barbecue guy. I love ranch. I love ranch itself as a condiment. I don't like ranch flavored stuff. I don't think that flavor that they assign to chips, I don't think that flavor is ranch.
Doritos
it's something
Cool
else.
Ranch? You don't like Doritos Cool Ranch?
No. I'll eat them if it's like the only thing there. But that flavor, to me, that flavor is not ranch. I don't know what it is, but it's not ranch. And I love the nacho cheese ones.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, Doug, you got to like Doritos.
What about potato sticks?
The sticks, those are fine. I mean,
they come in a canister as well. I'm thinking if he likes a standalone potato snack and he doesn't like the bag, he prefers the Pringles because they're in the canister. The potato sticks come in a canister.
They're fine. If they give them, if I'm given them someplace, I'll eat them. I'm probably not seeking them out. I like tortilla chips better than potato chips.
Mm. What about a pork rind?
Oh, I like a pork rind.
Again, if it's in front of me, I might taste one. I'm not seeking it out.
Mm. What about the canister? We were talking about this yesterday. There's a kind of like a Bobo Pringles called Stax. Lay's makes Stax. You ever had those?
I have had them. They're a comparable product. They're fine. I like the Veggie Crisps ones that come in a can too. They just taste like potato. They just taste like Pringles to me. But those aren't bad either. I'm not, like I said, to me, chips are an accompaniment. I'm not just one to sit and eat chips.
How about Cape Cod? You like the Cape Cod chips?
Yeah, they're fine. They're chips to me. They just taste like chips, but they're fine. I'm trying to think what my favorite ones would be. I don't really have that strong of a brand preference.
I think if you did a Mount Rushmore, I think Pringles are on the Mount Rushmore of chips because
they revolutionize.
They are
the game.
Very tasty. You ever had Munchos?
Munchos are pretty outstanding.
Outstanding.
What?
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Munchos are good.
So good. Yeah. Don't sleep on Munchos.
Munchos.
Yeah. Those are.
They come in that red bag. They're unmistakable. Yeah. They're recognizable.
Yeah. And they have the price. They are like dollar store because it's set like the price says like $1.19. It's printed on the bag. Like you can't even change the price.
There's no change in that price.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good potato snack right there, the Munchos. All right, I think we've covered it all.
Yeah.
I'm not checklist.
Like I said, I know some people just love potato chips, but I'm just not one to sit. They're just an accompaniment to me.
Cape Cod, potato sticks. Yeah, I think we covered it all.
Doug, do you ever crunch up a sandwich inside your sandwich, put some chips in there, like just crunch it all together?
Oh, I bet Leggins does that for sure.
No, never, honestly.
Wow, I would have pegged you for the guy that absolutely can't eat a sandwich without crunching up some chips inside.
Like a man's man, they just crunch up everything.
Yeah, I think – it's interesting, and I thought this, Hawk, when you sent it to me. I thought, I think you might be looking for the passion on potato chips, and I just don't have it.
Well, listen, we can't all love everything. I mean,
I love Pringles.
I'm sure you'll be.
But you want to talk about tortilla chips. I think when we talked about tortilla chips, different ball game. I love tortilla chips. I just like them more than that's what
just
I buy.
Like a plain Tostitos, Tostitos chip.
Pardon me?
Just like a plain Tostitos chip.
I love it.
No,
I keep those in the house regularly. I really never buy potato chips.
The thin and crispy. Those are the dominant.
Those are good. Those are
the
good.
Cantina style to the cantina style. Those are really good.
Yeah. Actually, the blue corn.
Scoop. You also can't beat a Fritos scoop. Fritos, and also Fritos, very underappreciated.
Yeah, I like a traditional Frito. I don't need the scoop. I like a regular Frito.
The scoop is a little thick. I can only eat like three of them.
Right. It got a little cutesy with the scoops. Listen, if I need
but
help
regular
scooping
Fritos
stuff,
are
I've got
unbelievable.
A spoon. I don't need you to make a spoon out of corn. Yeah. Anyway, listen to Doug Plagans tonight, 560 WQAM from Raleigh, Hurricanes and Panthers. This will be a tough one tonight. Then we'll see you back here on Saturday, Plagans.
Yeah, Panthers and the Lightning on Saturday when they get back home. So hopefully everybody's got their tickets for that one. It's going to be a 6:00 face-off.
All right, have a good broadcast tonight.
Thank you very much, guys.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.